Ready to win? It's time for Fillin' It Friday with Duke and Dave on the SVI Radio Network.
He actually did it. He came in. It's his day off, I guess, technically, today. David Kazare is here. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning, Duke. How are you feeling on a wonderful Friday morning?
I'm feeling pretty good, actually. Not too shabby
really?
Myself.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You seem so surprised by this.
Well, I knew that you kind of pulled a late night last night, so I wasn't sure how you'd be feeling this morning. So
I'm always ready for Feeling It Friday, though.
Oh, wow.
See, I like this.
This part's okay.
This part's okay, yeah.
This part's okay. It's the waking up part that's hard.
That's
but
the difficult
once you get
way.
Going, then, you know, then you roll with it.
That's right.
So
get a shot of that nitrous Mountain Dew and then
okay, yeah. So the,
cruising.
Yeah, get a little something to get you up and going. But that's the bottom line. So if you remember, Duke, we chatted, I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago, about that crazy dream I had about, you know, about the belly button lint.
Oh, that was pretty gross, yeah.
Right.
You're bringing that up again?
Well, here's the reason. I know that you don't like this, but I'm going to bring it up again because here's why. So I had I had someone deliver a a bottle, just like one of those jam jars,
okay.
Full of it was supposed to be looking like belly button.
Oh,
lint.
No.
It was dryer lint, and so, but it was pretty funny because I get this bottle, and then it said, "Hey, love the show, big fan," or whatever, and it was cracking me up because I thought, you know, that is just such a weird thing.
It is, isn't it?
Isn't it just weird? But guess what? Somebody told me that they also knew somebody who collected their friends'.
Oh, that's gross. Can you imagine if I like walked into your office one day and like pulled up my shirt a little bit and was like, hey, I got some fresh ones for you today.
Fresh ones. Oh my goodness.
That's bad.
Wow.
I can't believe that. So there's two people on this planet that do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know where, why you would begin even thinking of that.
That is weird.
You know, I mean,
that is weird.
I don't understand. But I was cracking up a little bit because somebody brought some donuts the other day, and I was looking at them, and we were kind of chuckling. She's like, you know, this one looked like one of those belly buttons from, you know, and it got squished a little bit. It was a little bit, you know, squinty.
Squinty.
Oh my goodness. But
wow.
Yeah, so we're not giving that away today.
We're not sharing any of that.
No, none of that. Dude, keep your dang belly button lint to yourself, please.
I don't want
any of that.
Well, you've got a whole jar collection to add it
to
now.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was gross. This one had hair all wrapped up in there. But you know what? I was pretty happy about it. That's a good creativity point.
Oh my goodness.
In my book.
Wow. Well, that is pretty cool that they did that. I appreciate them giving it to you and not me.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that. They can bring the donuts this direction. Send the belly button jars.
Yeah. Give us the belly button looking donuts. We'll take those any day of the week. But,
hey, Dave, we have some great prizes to give away for Feeling It Friday once again this morning.
Yes, we do. Duke got some good prizes, also some not so good prizes. It all depends on how our listeners are feeling this morning.
That's right. So give us a call at 203-463. That's our text in line. Our studio line is 885-5778. That's 307-885-5778. If you would like to play Feeling It Friday, we have some good prizes and some very not so good prizes that are up for grabs today. 885-5778. First caller is on the line. Good morning. Who is this?
Jordan.
Hey, Jordan, what town are you calling from today?
Apton.
All right, let's play Feeling It Friday.
Good morning, Jordan. Here we go this morning on Feeling It Friday. What is the center of a donut called? Is it A, the donut hole, B, gone in the middle, or C, a belly button hole?
I'm going to go with A, the donut hole.
Very good.
Lintless, by the way.
Yeah, not
lintless.
Not to be confused with the belly button hole. Is that what you call it, a belly button hole?
depends if you got an Audi or not.
Yeah, good point. You've got an Audi. All right, Jordan, you are caller number one, which means you've got four choices to choose from this morning. Which one are you feeling? One, two, three, or four?
I'm feeling two of them, but I'm going to go with my lucky one, number one.
Going with his lucky one, it's number one, he says. And this morning, Jordan just won. Not so lucky this morning. It's a dirty sock that we found on the side of the road.
I think I have the other one.
Oh, all right. Thank you. We were wondering where that went.
Perfect.
Thanks for getting that back to me, guys.
Anytime, yeah, buddy.
We got you covered. Hey, Jordan, thanks for calling in. Have a good weekend.
That Jordan, he's quick. That was pretty funny.
That was good.
But I was, we were just talking about this. How does that happen? I mean, really? How does that, you know, like you know, Dal was just saying, yeah, if it's by a laundromat, yeah, that makes sense. But
you find them out in the middle of the road,
yeah,
somewhere,
in the middle of
all the
parking
time.
Lot. Yeah. You know, what's going on there?
Who's dropping their socks?
If you're taking your socks off, let's have a conversation.
It's 10 degrees outside. Leave your dirty socks
Keep
on.
Keep your toesies covered up.
Second caller's on the line. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Evan.
Evan, what town are you calling from today?
Thanks.
All right, let's play Feeling It Friday.
Good morning, Evan. Here we go this morning. On what part of the body do people typically wear mittens? Is it A, your nose, B, hands, or C, your teeth?
I think I'm going to go with hands.
You got it. You got it. All right, now your chances of winning a good prize this morning have gone up a little bit. Which one are you feeling, 2, 3, or 4?
I think I better go 3.
Going with number 3. And this morning, Evan just won. It's the tickets to last week's BYU at Utah State football game.
I think last week's better than next week's BYU game.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I see how you play. I see how you play. Well, Evan... Thanks for calling in. Have a good weekend.
See ya.
Wow. Well, our Mr. Dan Dockstetter's not going to like that.
No. Evan's not allowed to call in anymore.
I'm okay with it. I'm fine with that. He can call in anytime he wants.
Well, Dave, we've been 0 for 2 today.
Yeah, so that means the next caller is going to win something.
That's right, and good something.
Yes.
Good something. That third and final caller is on the line. Good morning. Who is this? Oh, no. Hello?
They were shocked.
Are you there?
Belly button. Hello.
Let's try it again. Good morning. Who is this?
Madison.
Hey, Madison. What town are you calling from?
Smoot.
All right. Let's play Fillin' It Friday.
Good morning, Madison. Here we go. Who does Star Valley play today in the 3A football semifinals? Is it A, Bear Lake, B, Jackson, or C, Denver?
Jackson.
Aha. Please don't swear on the radio. We appreciate it. All right, now you've got a 50-50 shot of winning a big prize or winning the not-so-big prize. Are you feeling number 2 or feeling number 4?
Number 2.
Feeling number 2. And this morning, Madison just won. It's an oil change from B&H in Afton, a quart of ice cream from Shumway Farms, and a stadium chair from Star Valley Health. It's all yours, Madison. Congratulations. How you feeling?
Awesome.
You should be, Madison. It's all yours this morning. Thanks for calling in. You can swing by SVI anytime and pick up your loot.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Hey, you betcha. Have a good weekend.
Nice. Very, very nice. And... I think we've used the word belly button probably a half a dozen to a dozen times in this episode.
I think you've done enough now.
I think we could retire the word belly button.
I think you're good, especially combined with the lint. That's pretty gross. So what are you going to do with that jar, by the way? Are you going to like put it up on a mantle somewhere? I mean, what? It's such a fun gift. What do you do with it?
I know. Well, I couldn't throw it away. So I've actually kept it up on my shelf in my office. people come in, and they always have this little weird look, you know? And then I have to explain the story.
Is Mr. Kazer okay?
Why is there a jar of lint?
Well, good luck with that.
Happy belly button day.
It's Fillin' It Friday this morning. Congratulations to Madison, this week's big winner.